wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
This month, on the Sundays, we are looking at following the leadings of the Lord. Following the leading the Lord. Last week, God's servant made a statement that apart from salvation, he thinks that one of the greatest assets of a believer is a person's ability to be led by God. Hallelujah. Apart from salvation, one greatest asset in the life of a believer is the ability for the believer to be guided. I realize that it is the leadings of God in a man's life that makes the person become a leader in whatever area he has been called. When God commands and we follow his commandments, it is the commandments of God that makes a man dominate and have commands in certain areas of life. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 9, verses 35. Luke chapter 9, verses 35. Now Jesus was with the people, and the Bible said a great voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in him I am well pleased." And the voice said, "Hear ye him. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." I realize that it is the voice of God that we are walking with that makes us become a voice, that makes things to hear us. The Bible said a voice came from heaven concerning Jesus, and the voice said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." What you hear from God determines what hears you. Praise the Lord. So it is important for the believer to be able to position in such a way that that person is able to hear God. That person is led by God. Hallelujah. Why do we need to be led? Why do we need to be guided by God? Number one reason why we need to be guided is to avoid danger and distraction in life. The reason why we must be guided by God is so that we can avoid the traps of distraction. In Psalm 74 verses 20, the Bible said that have respect for the covenant. In other words, have respect for the leadings of the Lord. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. A lot of destinies have been destroyed. A lot of destinies have crashed for lack of guidance from God. There are so many people who have died before their time because they couldn't hear God, because they were not guided. All the time we speak about this story, those times that we were in the school, there was a man who stays at number 2. And then this man was traveling in the morning, So after morning devotion, the wife told the man that this journey that you are embarking on, I am not at peace in my spirit. So I think you should not embark on this journey. The man said, no, this business contract, I must go and sign the contract. He was traveling to Accra. God was speaking to him, but he was not hearing. And then God was doing everything to prevent this man from dying. So the STC that was to board, when he went to the station, the bus has taken off. Then he took a taxi, dropping, and chased the STC at that time, the barrier of was at Intraban, the police barrier. Got caught up with the bus at Intraban and then joined the bus. Just from Intraban to Commander Junction, the bus had an accident. Everybody in the bus died, including the man. When people can't hear God, when people cannot be led by God, they crash their destinies. Hallelujah. So many people have entered into wrong marriages, wrong investments, destroyed great potentials because they could not be led. You know, when we go to zoo, one of the things they have is a tour guide. The tour guide, his duty is to guide you away from danger. Because there are beasts, there are wild animals that if you are not guided, the scripture is saying that the earth that we live in, it is full of the habitation of cruelty. Hallelujah. And for you to be able to escape that danger, one of the things you need from God is his guidance. God is the custodian of the future. Praise the Lord. For every one of us sitting here, what will happen to us in the next 30 minutes, we don't know. But God knows what will happen in the next 30 minutes. So it is wisdom for you to entrust your destiny and seek for his leadings in every area of your life. I pray that your destiny will not crash in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two reason why you need to be guided. Proverbs chapter 16 verses 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You need to be guided to escape the trap of deception and the spirit of errors. You need to be guided so that you will escape the trap of deception and the spirit of error. There is a way that seemeth right. There are so many things that seems like the things that it should be, but the end are ways of death. Hallelujah. There is a way that seemeth right. One great man of God said, it is not everything good that is God. There are things that looks like blessings, but they are curses in disguise. Deception. It is not, you know, sometimes even the people around us, good people, but it is not every of their counsel that is godly. It is not everything good that is God. It may be right, it may not be God. In Genesis chapter 20 says, the Bible said, and there was famine in the land of Egypt. And then Isaac planned to run away from Israel to go to Egypt to seek for pastures. But the Bible said in the night, the Lord appeared unto Isaac and said, you shall not go to Egypt. You will stay in Israel here, Jerusalem here, and plant deception. A lot of people have ruined their lives and are suffering in Europe. Those of us who have appetite for traveling, we want to go to America. It is not everything good that is God. Praise the Lord. It is not everything good that is God. So many people who were doing well in Ghana have been misguided, traveled to Europe, and are suffering over there. And can't boast of anything, but for shame, they cannot also come back. To avoid, you know, Sarah advised Abraham to have an affair with his servant. That was maybe a good idea, but it was not God. So we need to be guided so that we escape. A lot of people have invested money into wrong things. Those things that look like blessings, but they invested in it and had a lot of losses. You shall never be a victim of deception in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The spirit that makes people to make error. You know, the devil knows that if you are in the place where God has directed you, there is no way he can touch you. So if the devil cannot do anything against you, he gets you distracted to be out of the will of God. That is the reason why we need to be guided. A lot of people have entered into wrong marriages. Praise the Lord. Because they looked at just the surface. Like Samuel, the Bible said, he almost poured oil on the wrong person. Maybe some of us may not be in the area of whatever, but wrong investment in destiny of life. We need to be guided. When you look at the life of Isaac, the Bible said when he stayed in the midst of famine, he planted that same year, and the Bible said he reaped 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him, and the man was great, and the Philistines envied him. By divine guidance, he was not misled, but he stayed in the midst of famine, and the whole nation envied him. Hallelujah. The Bible said, in the midst of famine, he dug wells. The Philistines fought him and covered the wells. The Bible said he moved to another place. He dug another well. They fought him. They covered the wells. He dug another well. It was flourishing. And the Bible said Abimelech came to Isaac. And Isaac said, what have you come to do with me? Since you are always contending with me. You know what the enemy said? He said, we have come to make peace because we have seen that God is with you. Hallelujah. That is a man that is guided. When you are guided, your enemies even come to make peace with you. You will never suffer deception in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you position yourself? You know, as we are talking about famine, the story of Isaac, I was just brooding. You know, Papa has been telling us some things, that things are going to be hard. They are going to be hard. Like, just like Isaac, in the time of famine, the voice of the Lord was released to guide Isaac. Yesterday, we were talking to somebody who is a farmer. He's saying that the way the people, politicians, are running the economy, next year, they are envisaging a great famine in our nation if things doesn't change. in the midst of famine, what bails you out is the voice of the Lord that you have heard. So I was thinking, for us as a church, when God gave that prophetic word, He gave us three things. Hallelujah. He said, service to God, and then faithfully tithing. And God also told us first fruit. A lot of people trivialize what God has said. That is why we never get any breakthrough in the midst of famine. We live our lives like unbelievers. But every time God has a bailout for His people. And for us, the bailout is that you must be a faithful tither. You must commit yourself to kingdom service. For some of us, we have written our names, we don't show up. Kingdom service, time for evangelism, we don't appear. Never trivialize what God has said. Praise the Lord. It's very, very important. Other than that, nothing will change. You will always come. Sunday, come and go. Come and go, come and go. And it looks like nothing is happening in your life. But you have trivialized what God has spoken to you. Praise the Lord. First fruit. This January, it was really well. I did my first fruit. And mostly I do extra classes. So the people who were owing me, I thought they would bring it in February. So that it will escape the first fruit. And then they brought it in January. So one of the times we came for relationship seminar, I called the campfire. Brother, we in Abba, Jake home. Hallelujah. No problem. If you trivialize what God has spoken, there can never be a bailout for you. I'm beseeching you. Maybe my time is almost up. One of the ways through which God speaks to us is guidelines for hearing God is for you to do what He has spoken already. Areas where God's will is known, He never speaks in that area again. Praise the Lord. So, to escape deception, to escape the hardship, to escape famine, give yourself to what God has spoken. Hallelujah. How do you position yourself to be led by the Spirit? How do you position yourself to be led by the Spirit? One, possess the attitude of humility. Possess the attitude of humility. Psalm 25 verses 9. The meek will He guide. The meek will He instruct and teach His ways. Moses in Numbers chapter 12 verses 3. The Bible said was the meekest amongst all men. And God spoke to him mouth to mouth. If you can hear God, if you will be led by God, you must position in humility. A lot of people, because of pride, God never leads us. When people are proud, one of the things they do is that they cannot be corrected. Proud people never accept their faults and their mistakes. In our journey with God, because we are human, sometimes we can miss it. You may make a decision and you realize that no, I made a mistake. It takes the humility for you to come back on track. Pride crowds the spirit of a lot of people that they can't hear what God is saying. Position yourself to be humble. You know, When we talk about pride, pride has to do with self-worship. Egos. Self-worship. There are some of us, we think we are too beautiful. It is our beauty that guides us. There are some of us, we think we have the certificate. It's our certificates that guide us. There are some of us, we think we have money. It's our money that is guiding us. Self-worship. Take yourself away from self-worship. Understand that whatever you have been given, it was given to you by God. People that are not humble, full of ego, when they are corrected, they are angry. God never speaks to such people. Praise the Lord. So position yourself in humility. No wonder in Matthew chapter 18, I think verses 1, when Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God, he said that the kingdom of God, for us to be able to possess the kingdom of God, we should be like children, we should be like a child. You know, one of the attitudes of children is that most children, they don't have enemies. So most children, you can fight with a child right now. In the next minute, he comes and then is playing with you. They never harbor bitterness. They never harbor unforgiveness. When a man is humble, it doesn't matter how right he or she is, he doesn't harbor unforgiveness and bitterness. Those things crowd your spirit from receiving signals from the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, position yourself to be a humble person. No ego. Be open to instructions. A lot of the times, one of the proofs that you are proud is for you to disobey God. Praise the Lord. Because if you value what God tells you, and you think that that is the best way out for you, you will always want to give yourself to what God has spoken. Praise the Lord. So let us be people who are full of humility. After all, somebody said, you are just dust. Praise the Lord. You are just dust. So just calm yourself. Possess that attitude of humility. You can be corrected. When you are at fault, you accept it. You are not angry when you are corrected. Praise the Lord. That is the spirit of humility. Let me quickly run you through this one. Guidelines on hearing God. What are the guidelines for hearing God? Number one, be filled with the word of God continually. Be filled with the word of God continually. So that you can be familiar with the voice of God. Psalm 29 verses 2. The Bible said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Praise the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 26 says the waters is the word of God. So, the more you give yourself continually to the word of God, God's voice is upon his word. So, like the word is seen, it's read, it's heard generally. But because his voice is upon his word, the more you give yourself to it, the more you hear him specifically in certain areas of our lives. We hear Papa saying that sometimes he's reading a scripture, then God will speak a certain specific word to him. The more you give yourself to the word of God, the more you become familiar with the voice of the Lord. A lot of people hear voices. They are not able to discern whether this is the voice of man or this is the voice of God. But the more you are giving yourself to this book, the more you are giving yourself to the word continually, you become familiar with the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two, don't prejudice regarding what you want to hear from God. Don't prejudice regarding what you want to hear from God. In other words, don't decide what you want to hear from God. There are people who want guidance from God, but they have already taken a position. If you already have a choice, there is no need for you to go to God for guidance again. I think last week, either the first or second service, Papa made a point. If you have a choice, you don't go to God again for guidance. Just have an open mind. It is very difficult to hear God when you have determined what you want to hear from Him. Praise the Lord. That in marriage, you are believing God for marriage. But it's like you have already made your mind on a lady. And you have come to God that you are seeking for His guidance. And then after say Radionye. Because you have already made the choice. Hallelujah. So for whatever area you are seeking the guidance of God, appear before God open, empty. Don't have choices and present the choices before God. Praise the Lord. And then number three, don't get discouraged when God appears to be silent. When you are believing God for guidance, God to lead you, there are times it appears God is silent. One reason why God may be silent is that you may be on the right track. Number one reason why God may be silent is that you may be on the right track and there may be no need for Him to speak. You may be on the right track and there may not be the need for Him to speak. Number two, reason why God may be silent on a situation is maybe you are being proven or tested. Maybe you are being proven or tested with what He spoke to you before. Maybe you are being proven or tested with what He spoke to you before. And someone said the teacher is always silent in exams. So for this reason, you don't get discouraged when God has not spoken on an issue. Number three, reason why God may be silent. There may be something God spoke to you you have not done. There may be something God has spoken to you about that you have not done. Whether written, whether in the Bible, or by Rhema, or by whatever means. When you have not done, mostly God speaks to us step by step. When you have not done what He has spoken to you before, don't expect Him to speak on another issue or sometimes on the same issue. Why may God be silent? Number four, He may be speaking in ways you are not hearing, seeing, or paying attention to. He may be speaking in ways that you are not hearing, seeing, or paying attention to. Last week, one of the things Papa said is that in this fast, we all must be observant because everything around us is speaking something from God to us. So God may be silent. You may not, maybe you are not hearing God. Maybe he is speaking to you in different ways that you yourself, you are not paying attention to. And the last reason why God may be silent is that maybe it is not time for him to speak. Maybe it is not time for him to speak. Ecclesiastes 3. There is time for everything. There is time for everything. One of the benefits of divine guidance is divine presence. When God guides a man, God goes with the man. Exodus 33 verses 11 to 13. God told Moses. Moses was asking God, how would the people believe me that you send me? And he said, my presence will go with you. And as a result of my presence that will go with you, you shall have rest. When God guides you, he goes with the led. And where God exists, Satan exits. God cannot be in the same place with devils. So when God guides you into a thing, physically it may not look colorful, but his presence is what brings color into the thing. Praise the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? If the presence of God is with a man, nothing can be against that man. When God leads a man, God goes with the man. In Matthew, when Jesus was giving them a charge, go into the world, into everywhere, and preach the gospel, then he added, lo, I am with you always. When God guides you into a marriage, into a business, God's presence goes with that man. And one of the, powerful things that can happen to a believer is to have the presence of God with you. When you appear, God has appeared. Whatever door that will open to God will open to you. Hallelujah. That is why you need to be guided in every area of your life. The other time I was telling our local center leaders, a lot of parents, we don't seek guidance on our children. We only guide our children based on their WASI results, BEC results. That is what determines the direction they will go. If you want to have God's presence with you and command results for you and your children, never trivialize any area of your life. Never think that you know too much any area of your life. He said, trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, not some ways. In all your ways. Praise the Lord. Seek for his counsel. Seek for his guidance. And his presence will go with you. Hallelujah. The presence of God in Mark chapter 16. He sent them to go out. 16 verse 15 to 20. To go and preach. And the Bible said, and the Lord was with them, working signs and wonders and confirming his way. When you follow what God is telling you, he confirms what he has told you with signs and wonders. This week and beyond, may the presence of the Lord go with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.